The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
John Gibbons is here. Morning, Gibber.
Good morning.
He's been out celebrating his mate's new bar opening.
Are you going to blow me up?
Yeah, go on. Give your mate's bar a
well,
promotion.
Weird Tribeca used to be on Berry Street. Is now a bar called Porky's. And last night they had an opening and it was a free bar, so I might have had one or two shandies.
Yeah, just hear that slightly lower tone in your voice.
I'm feeling all right. It was good. It's great. Get down, it opens tonight.
Yeah, little blurry eyes, but he's all up for this segment as always. And do you want to introduce our band today?
Yeah, this is By the Royal. I want to give a shout out actually to the Liverpool bands page on Facebook, because that's where I found these guys. It's a really good resource for musicians in Liverpool to find gigs, to have a bit of a moan at each about certain things, and also to kind of share information. So if you're a musician and you're on Facebook and you're not on the Liverpool bands page, do check it out, because it's very active and very good. And every now and again when I'm feeling brave, I put a post on and say we're looking for bands for here, and these guys got in touch and I really, really loved the song that he's sent through, so here they are.
Good on you. We've got Nid and Martin. Morning to you guys.
Morning.
Nice to see you. Nice. Do you use that page much? Is that a way of sort of accessing other bands around the city?
Yeah, well, I follow the page, so it's always like popping up. So I always see a lot of posts of it. So I just have a look, and then I've seen John's post, so I thought, why not send him a song?
See whether it works. Yeah. Tell us a bit about yourselves. By the Royal, we had this chat off air, didn't we? Why are you called By the yeah. Royal? By the Royal is because everyone is always By the Royal. is that the general
running
conversation?
Late.
I'm running late, yeah. But I'm By the Royal.
Yeah.
Pretty much, isn't it?
Where are you? I'm just By the Royal. Well, yeah. Actually, you're nowhere near the Royal, really. But
yeah, you're down on the dock road.
Yeah. Still at home, just got off the shower. Yeah.
I just woke up.
And then we were just talking about famous landmarks, and there's only about four or five in our city that you're always next to, isn't it?
Yeah.
One's the bombed-out church.
She's always there, yeah.
But no one's actually near any of these when they're saying
no.
So By the Royal is generally in your conversation, yeah. So you thought that'd be a great name.
Yeah, we thought, yeah, why not?
How long have you been sort of together as a band?
Since kind of late last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like late last year, early January, we got together and like started writing our stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like fairly new, like for us, really, all this.
Definitely, yeah.
Which is quite cool. Like.
You both work near each other on Matthew Street, so was that the connection? Did you just...
We've worked together for about 7 years. That's how we met. We worked in the Cavern Club. Mm. And I think we've both got... We're working there as well. We've both got a real love of music. And we always kind of made a joke about it, say, oh, we should start a Cavern band, and, you know. And then it was last year we said, let's just do it. And we were kind of waiting for me to get a new guitar for Christmas. Because mine was, like, really bad. And then we started practicing before the new guitar. And then Christmas came, we got my new guitar. And I still haven't brought it to practice, have I? Yeah. I still use your guitar.
She hasn't got a case for it, so I'm just hauling two guitars around everywhere.
Sorry, Mark.
What a great romantic story. No, I don't mean romance. I just mean the story of the band. Had to wait for Father Christmas to deliver your guitar.
He is real, after all.
He is, yeah.
So it came, so the guitar, do you use the guitar?
I do. But I use Martin. Mostly.
Yeah, as you would. You don't want to damage your own guitar.
I do.
No, it just damages mine.
No, I'm quite clumsy. Like, I do bump into a lot of things with this guitar around my neck. Sorry, Martin.
You see a lot of music in the Cavern Club, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So is it still a surprise to you how much it's held on to that sort of musical reputation? I don't mean surprise, but I mean, does it still sort of make you go, wow, this still is sort of the epicentre of music?
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
It's just constantly busy, non-stop.
Yeah.
And it's just live music every day.
All the time.
It's just...
And then, especially with, like, the IPO and Beatle Week coming up soon as well, it is just constant bands from 12 o'clock, like, right through till even, like, 2 o'clock in the morning and stuff, so...
From all over the world as well.
So it's just... It's great to just be, kind of be a part of that, and it is. It's the music, isn't it? It's great.
We both love music, so it's
yeah.
So it's good.
Gibbo, does the Cavern still do it? do it right? Should there be more down Matthew Street? You know?
I mean, it's funny because where it is, obviously Matthew Street's kind of like Stag and Hen Central now, isn't it? So it's in a funny situation and a funny place. But you know, they're still having a go, and that's great. And they're still putting stuff on all the time. Mm. And you know, as Martin says, they'll be really busy today with people who want to hear music. So it's great that they're still putting something on it. And there is something about it when you go down those stairs and kind of come into the bar. It still does feel kind of special. And they've got the back room now as well, which maybe people don't realise, which is a great venue for like kind of emerging bands to play as well.
Is that new, is it?
I don't know how new it is, but you know, people might, because people know the iconic stage in the Cavern, but the back room is a kind of a bigger space and actually an easier place to kind of play and put gigs on. And so, that's still doing what the Cavern originally did, which is, you know, putting on emerging bands in the city.
And of course, every time one of those massive cruise liners arrives, they go to the Cavern.
It's busy.
And they come up the tower. Yeah. That's it, isn't it? Two destinations. Right, we're going to hear you play in a moment or two. How do you describe your music? What is it?
It's a mixture, really, isn't it?
We're like country folky.
Yeah, we're both big. Well, I myself, a real big fan of country music. That's
right.
Kind
like
of
who?
My, anyone country, really. I don't know.
No one
but
specific. There's no.
My idol really is kind of like country rock. Sheryl Crow. She's my absolute favourite. But I've kind of grew up listening to, you know, my dad would walk around the house singing like Glen Campbell, and our family parties, there was always Lynn Anderson, Rose Garden and stuff like that. So it is, it's big part of my life, country music. It always has been, and so it's kind of...
Same for you, Martin?
I'm fairly new to the country music because of Nid.
Yeah.
So, but I'm into just like me folk and stuff like that. But I was brought up on like Motown and Springsteen and all stuff like that. So it kind of varies like each song we do. So, it's good life.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside. John Gibbons is here, and our band today are By the Royal. And you've already heard the guys, haven't you?
As I say, they sent a song through when they were looking to come on, and I loved it. Absolutely fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to this. I feel like I've got a front row seat to the hottest gig in town.
Right, brilliant. The song's Gamble, and hopefully this will be an EP after the summer.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, take it away, Nid and Martin.
Start out simple, buddy, and so mean. Me and my baby ain't coming around. I know where we're going, but I've got so much to see on the dark side of the town. Where we're going, nobody knows, but you and me. We just sail along that way. People say that love is just a gambling game, but I gamble it all away for you. Yeah, for you. For you. Yeah, for you. Some say love is just a gamble and it's not enough. Some say love will break you down and leave you for dust. Much of anything, sooner or later it takes its toll, and I'm just a fool for the way you view, but I hope you love me too. Too.
some say love is just a gamble and it's not enough. Well, some say love will break you down and leave you for dust. Well, some say love is just a gamble and it's not enough. Some say love will break you down, leave you for it.
Awesome, absolutely.
That was lovely, wasn't it?
Another one of those songs, you just drift away with it.
Yeah, we were talking on the radio, was it the break? I can never remember, about country reminds me of driving to France with my dad. Yeah, and I was there, like, looking out the windows at all the sunflowers in the back of my dad's car. Just listen to that. That was absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you mix so well, don't you, sort of vocally?
Like, male and female harmonies are just lovely, aren't they? You don't get enough of it, I don't think. Yeah. Like, I don't know why, I don't know, there isn't more of it in the world, but maybe it makes it more special that it isn't. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Really, really good song. And lovely watching you as well. I don't know whether you like being watched at such close quarters, because me and Gibbo are like literally half a metre away like that. But actually, you're completely oblivious to it. You're sort of a lot of emotion going on within the two of you. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for having us on.
By the Royal. If people want to hear that, hopefully it's out as an EP, but they can find out more information via what?
Yeah.
Facebook or?
We haven't got Facebook.
No.
No, we're on Twitter, By the Royal Band, and Instagram, which is By the Royal Band as well.
Steve Hoddesall's Kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.